brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. I basically have pontificated about Carmageddon, and I haven't even gotten into it. I have this focused info I wanted to go over in a focused presentation, but it's just, it's so bad that we have a government that consciously sees us as programmable robots and that they try to manipulate us 24/7. And I realize the awakening and defeating tyranny is going to be about getting people to just recognize that they're being targeted, they're being manipulated, and that the people running things are predatory and do not have their best interests at heart. Does that mean everybody in the system's bad? No. But the major global corporate system is run by the most wicked of the most ruthless of the most degenerate. And it just rolls downhill from that point on. And we've got huge Trayvon Martin news and obviously a bunch of other stuff we got to go over. And just tyranny popping up everywhere. But, and of course, we launched the national movement to impeach Obama. That video has gone mega viral. I should have been promoting that. I'm devastated right now. It's so crazy. Jim in Ohio. Jim, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you. Just want to let you know I'm a retired police officer, and I couldn't agree with you more about what's going on with, you know, every time a dignitary comes into town or law enforcement, fireman dies, whatever the case might be, they just make a great big production out of it. And I've been involved on both sides of the police funeral thing, both from being one of the cars in the funeral and being stuck sitting alongside the road waiting as a mile-long procession goes by. And
by the way, this was way over a mile. This was like, at one point they said like 5-6 miles long. I mean, I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of stuff. It'd be one, I mean, and then it was the yelling at the public about it when people, I mean, most people didn't even know. I mean, it was just like everything was shut down. Can you imagine a town like Austin when they shut down the two biggest roads? What that? I mean, it was, and you know how the public gets, the reckless driving that starts. I mean, it was scary out there because I went out trying to get my son and couldn't get to him. And it was people just driving like maniacs. And there was no police to then even stop them. I mean, can you imagine what this looked like?
Oh, I can just imagine. You know, that kind of thing would take hours to recover from. And who knows how many wrecks, you know, other kinds of incidents may have been caused because of it, as people, you know, get frustrated and try and go other ways and get in a hurry and do things that they wouldn't normally do, but, you know, just out of the sheer frustration of trying to get around something, if they're in a hurry to get someplace, who knows? But, yeah, I think it's a vast violation of the people's rights to travel, and it's just another case of the people, the high muckety mucks trying to say, you know, we're in charge and you're going to honor us whether you want to or not.
Well, that's the thing, is it was a giant stunt, also not being able to get my son, you know, really just showed. And now they have these drills where they come take the kids to a federal center and won't tell the parents where they went. I mean, the government's really showing us, hey, we do what we want.
Yeah, I could see them staging something like that. And at the same time, when the parents can't get there, automatically having the CPS or somebody there to take all the kids and say, well, you didn't get them when you were supposed to, so we took control.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that the people on top are predators. And then the predators want to use the police, the fire department, everybody else that by and large are servants and do a great job in many cases as a shield to make them look good. And just to watch them use this dead officer like this, I mean, it's shameless. It's and then I don't like having to come out and point this out and go against the hype. But, I mean, it just was a frightening production. I want to ask you, as a retired police officer, I think you said, what your view is of the IRS when we come back. Stay there, police sir. I want to ask your view of them saying they're not going to let you travel if you haven't paid your taxes. I mean, that, folks, is directly out of Stalinist Russia. I mean, it doesn't get any more bona fide. And by the way, that's now in the House. It passed the Senate. We'll be back with Jim. We'll go to Blue, John, Sean, Glenn, and others.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Right now, the average family spends 1/4 of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Look, we've gotten totally distracted, at least I have, getting off into the fact that a police officer, a Marine veteran, a well-liked fellow, was killed by a crazy man on Xanax who had no criminal record in a Walmart. And I talked about this last week. There's no discussion in the media about the Xanax. Just like we know that the sergeant that killed all those people was in treatment and they blocked releasing the records, but the worry is he was on psychotropics. I mean, most of the time when somebody just mindlessly kills somebody, they're on mind-altering substances. And it's hardly ever PCP, which does cause that as well. It's psychotropics in the same class. So I'm just tired of the hollowness. I'm tired of the fakeness. Now, I'm going to go back to your calls right now and then coming up. Obviously, our courthouse source was wrong. But the media had been saying that they weren't going to charge him. But I guess they chickened out and were worried about riots. And so they have charged Zimmerman. And now the mother of Trayvon Martin has come out and said she thinks it was an accident. Because now they're learning that he marched in black parades for justice for people and stuff and was not who the new Black Panther Party that says they want a race war said Zimmerman was. And they're going to use it. Our source was right on that to go after the Second Amendment. They thought it was going to be some type of gun charge. And they are now announcing it will be part of the 2012 campaign to restrict the Second Amendment and the right of self-defense off this poor young man's death. So that's coming up. They're banning all over the country. They're banning and restricting garage sales. This is part of shutting down the economy, what's left of it. Last week, DHS raids home to seize deadly hair straighteners. Homeland Security is just taking everything over. These threat fusion centers are illegal. It's illegal to have the CIA involved domestically. They don't care. They just say, yeah, we're watching everything you do now. CIA director. Yeah, all the new appliances have devices that watch and listen to you. I'd tell people that 10 years ago and get laughed at when I had the MIT reports. Just like they had a 1970s MIT report where they said they want to kill 90% of us. Now there's a new report out that finally got coverage. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, okay? I'm not the one that came up with all this. I'm sorry. It's made me, I probably am crazy in a way. I mean, I've gone crazy knowing this information. It's all I think about. I have no life. All right, sorry, I'm going back to your calls. It's just, here's the new article, because I wanted to cover that old article. Green Police, DHS launches environmental justice units. And it's Homeland Security, federal enviro cops. And by the way, they're not going to be out at BP when they're dumping stuff in the ocean or docks and being dumped by Monsanto. No, it's going to be residential. Of course it is. It's the same model in every country. We know exactly what's coming because it's exactly what the globalists have done in England and Australia and Germany. California is moving to ban single occupancy homes from being constructed. This isn't a game. First, it's your toilets and your light bulbs and your weather stripping. All sounds reasonable. Next, it's how many kids you can have. Okay? This isn't a game. I don't know how else I'm supposed to explain this to you. And it's more divide and conquer. This Trayvon Martin thing, the police thing. Let me give a little message to the police out there. The people running this government could care less about you. In fact, they don't like you. They don't like enforcers trained to use force who live in the real world. They want apathetic jellyfish TV heads. That's why the New World Order hates, with a capital H, police and military. I knew this before they released the documents that good police gave me. Federal and state have given me the documents that have been national news over and over again, where they say returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, rural groups, anybody who's self-sufficient. So if they hate farmers because they're self-sufficient, they're natural humans to a certain extent. They're afraid of wild humans, folks. That's how the globalists see us. They say they want us domesticated. Gee, cops, you're part of a macho culture. Most of you didn't join to be bullies. You joined it for excitement and you want to go after bad guys. I get it. Or you're in the military, you've got an adrenaline fix, you want some excitement, it's a macho culture, I get it. But the point, you like guns, great. You think they like you? No, they don't like you. The eugenicist, pinhead, control freak scientists hate your motorcycle. They hate your Marine Corps tattoo. They hate your granddaddy who was a farmer. They hate you. Okay? So when they have these big spectacles about how important you are, and I see the videos of the police all kind of looking, like, man, this is a big deal they're doing here. It's about using you in a psyop for them. This is not about the Carmageddon in Austin. This is about propaganda. All right, I'm ranting. Let me ask you this question, Jim. You were making the point as a police officer. Some stations don't carry that first five-minute segment. Instead of me interrupting, make your points. And then I want to ask you about the article that was in the LA Times, Reuters, you name it, 2 days ago. In fact, guys, if you have time, pull it up. IRS bill would ban out-of-country travel or revoke the passport. That's right out of Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia. Doesn't get any more. I told you, currency controls are coming, capital controls. I've seen it in the airport where a guy's got 6 silver coins, and they try to take them and act like it's illegal. Diamond rings they're now asking about. I mean, this is internal checkpoints. That's what the TSA is now fanning out on the highways. This is one of the hallmarks. I mean, if you have a crown jewel, the biggest crown jewel, it's cashless society. You've got to be in good steads to travel. Shutting down swap meets, shutting down people selling strawberries on the side of the road. I mean, you want to live in martial law, this is it. Corporate martial law. As they shut the economy down to bankrupt you so they can consolidate. Okay, I'm ranting. It's so hardcore. And now the Green Police and the feds raiding people for hair straighteners. I mean, it's happening. Department of Education raiding people for stuff that isn't even a crime of unpaid tuition. Remember that? And they just said, we're going to start doing it. They're like, but there's no jurisdiction or no code. There's not a law. You don't even have law enforcement power. This isn't even a crime. They go, we don't care. I'm sorry. I'm ranting. Sir, I apologize. It's just, this is why I'm going crazy. What's your take on that, Jim?
Well, first off, I share your frustration. And it doesn't really surprise me about the thing with the IRS and passports. I had heard about this coming up in the past, but just the other day got an email from, I think it was WorldNet Daily, that was mentioning the bill that was pending. And it's just one more thing where government is legislating away our constitutionally protected rights. You have a right to travel, and no law that's passed by anyone can negate that right, yet they're still doing it. And it would not surprise me to see it pass. Just like in Ohio, we have a thing where if someone's behind on their child support, they can't get a driver's license. Now, granted, people are giving up their God-given rights in exchange for state-granted privileges every day, just with driving, with concealed carry and all that kind of stuff. And the big difference here is a passport being withheld, there's, you know, that's still a right to have, and to be able to travel is still a right. But for them to sit here and take that right away without any due process whatsoever, based on an illegal agency saying or alleging that you owe something that you don't owe, it just you know, flies in the face of everything, face that everything is right. But at the same time, it's exactly what I would have expected from this government, because they're, you know, I think they must have meetings every day. What rights can we attack today?
No, that's come out, actually. They want to overthrow our ancient, hard-fought rights that the flag and everything symbolizes. And people think, oh, well, just take my rights. I have nothing to hide. They don't get it. The system wants to literally eat out your substance, as the Declaration of Independence says. And it will destroy the prosperity. Tyrannies make us poor. They're humiliating. And the globalists say they want to make us poor. They say they want to do this to our country. This is horrible. Our country is going in a guillotine right now. And we see all the propaganda, all the pageantry associated with a third world dictatorship being heaped on here. What do you make, and other police officers you talk about, I mean, that you talk to, what do you make and your friends think of the government ordering mobile bulletproof checkpoint systems for the highways, or ordering all these weapons, arming all these agencies? I mean, government is clearly digging in for war with the people. What do they think is going to come out of this, or what's your take on that?
Well, most of the ones I talk to are retired. I retired in 1996, and I have I've got a couple of guys that are still on the job that go to my church, but we haven't discussed this particular instance. But most of the people I talk to are just appalled, and they can't believe that it's actually happening. There's no need for it. There's no justification for it. There's no constitutional support for it. It's just a out-of-control government doing whatever it wants. And the only thing that I think is going to solve the problem, I think, is for the people to stand up and say, no, we're not going to allow this to happen. And I don't have much faith in the election process anymore based on what I've seen over the years. And so it's when the ballot box is unusable, there's only one other box to go to, and we all know what that is. And I hate to say it, but that's, you know, my personal belief at this point. People are just going to have to stand up and fight force with force.
Well, and that's what the system knows it's going to that. That's why they're getting all ready for war. And I would just tell police and military and everybody else, this is not a fight they want to show up to, because nobody's going to win except the globalists unless the police and military stand down and we have that Ceausescu moment. But it's not one guy we've got to arrest. We've got to arrest, and I risk my life saying this, but it's true, the big six bank heads, they've all got to be arrested. I mean, they have engaged in corporate espionage of this country. They've taken us over. We're an occupied country, and now they're moving to shut down our free speech. And you know what Kennedy said about that? Thank you so much. Very cogent call there. Blue, John, Sean, Glenn, I'll get to you all. And then later I'll try to do a presentation on the Carmageddon, but I've already pretty much covered it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Several program notes. If you go to Infowars.com, you can see the headline, National Movement Launched to Impeach Obama. It's got the five core reasons why Obama should be impeached. It lists different Congress people that have introduced legislation to begin the impeachment proceeding, and let's get this ball rolling even faster. I will say the video that accompanies it has gone particularly viral. Keep it up, folks. Great job. Coming up after I take some more calls, show folks this headline. And I saw this case a few weeks ago when it first broke, and I've seen similar cases where they make the autistic kids, now one in 50-something, wear these taser belts. And now they just taser them for any reason. In fact, if you scroll back up, I can read the headline to folks there. It says, tortured, terrorized, and abused. Shocking new video shows disabled boy strapped down and shocked 31 times at school by his own laughing teachers for 7 hours. Well, it's fun to shock and torture people. That's what we're all being taught. We're being taught ugliness and pain of innocence is fun. We're like the Roman Empire, ladies and gentlemen. There's video of them in the restraint, torturing him with enjoyment. The schools are death camp prisons where they administer the vaccines without parental consent all over the country. They take your kids without even a writ, without anything. Just, I mean, that's why I'm freaked out. It's getting so lawless. And when they lose a lawsuit, they just pay with our own tax money. All right, I'm ranting. I wish we could turn this country around. But we're only going to do it by admitting how bad we've gotten, myself included. Blue in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Well, I do believe that we have one other vote besides the ballot, and that is the vote with your dollar. And when I say that, it's an idea that I've proposed. We need to occupy the media. We need to inundate the media, your local, in your local community, with your information. Burn it to a DVD. Send it to the station, along with articles. Demand that they start reporting the truth. Have a march on your media. Choose ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox.
By the way, I agree. Solution-wise, national media gets a little attention, especially if you shoot it yourself, put it on YouTube, so regardless it gets covered, because that's the new dominant media. I mean, soon they're not going to be dominant anymore. In fact, in many cases, they're not. But going to local media, sending them articles, sending them films, bringing up topics you want covered on a weekly basis, it'll start happening with talk radio. And that's how you lobby for freedom, you lobby for real issues to be covered, and you have your voice heard. But you also, then if they don't listen to you, I don't care if it's five of you, go bullhorn the local media. I mean, let them know. Go ahead.
With a sign that just simply says, we know where you work. You live in our community. We're no longer asking for you to tell us the truth. We're demanding that you tell the truth. And then you go and you start contacting the local advertisers and telling them that you will not purchase from them as long as they continue to advertise on this station. Once the advertisers put the pressure on the TV station or the radio station that they're going to pull their ads because they're getting heat from the public, that will put the pressure on the local media to do the right thing.
I agree with you, but expanding on that, take CBS here in Austin. We played the clip probably 200 times. I won't play it today. But you can search it on YouTube. It's Mercury Good for Children's Brains, and it'll come up. But this was a package produced at CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan, and then they send the video down the feed, and then the local voices it. Most of your news that's not local, you know, that you see is a local face, but they didn't write it. That's the teleprompter control. And my point is, this just didn't air in Austin. It aired on every CBS affiliate in the country that decided to go with that package they were sent. They don't have to go with it, but they had sent to them. So it aired on most of them, and it said mercury is good for children's brains and helps them behave themselves. And in a sick way, that's true. The globalists think your brain is good when there's rot holes in it and you're brain damaged. So for them, it said it's good for your brain. Well, for them, it's good. You know, for Charlie Manson, cutting babies out of women is a good thing. I mean, it doesn't mean it's good for normal people. But for Charlie Manson, that's a good day. So see, it's all from there. It's all little sick games. But my issue is that local news director should have gone, mercury's good for kids' brains. No, we're not running this. They've also got some contracts with stations where it's must air, especially if it's owned by CBS. But most the point is, it's all the major channels. Anything else, ma'am?
Yes. Another thing that they and their local communities need to do, I did this myself personally. I saw some anomalies in the voting here in Tennessee. And so I actually made an appointment and went to the election commission to look at all 92 polling tapes from the night. Because
stay there. I want to hear the rest of this. By the way, I forgot to tell you, our reporters got harassed in Georgia.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, this song's about Eric Holder. She knows how to use her legs down at Oklahoma City and shipping those guns into Mexico. And then she runs on those legs to then use that as an excuse to try to ban semi-auto handguns and rifles. And then Holder ran on over to an Al Sharpton meeting with those legs. And, you know, thank Sharpton for the great work he's done yesterday trying to get a race war going. Meanwhile, where are folks for this black kid chained down and shot 31 times in a restraint begging for no reason as the teachers laugh over 7 hours? That's what these schools now are, dungeons. And there's so many kids damaged. These kids are so damaged, and there's so many of them now in special ed that they're having to build giant facilities everywhere. I mean, soon an Olympic athlete will be somebody who can brush their teeth or tie their shoelaces under the genetic, chemical, biological warfare attack that we're under. There it is. Tortured, terrorized, and abused. Shocking new video shows a disabled boy strapped down and shocked 31 times at a school by his own laughing teachers for 7 hours. Staff at the Judge Rottenberg Center pumped electricity through Andre McCollin's body 31 times because he would not take his coat off. He was left in a coma for 3 days caused by the shock. Of course, you're not going to see Al Sharpton. And by the way, that kid does look like Obama's son. That looks just like Obama. But the government did that. The government did that, so that's okay. By the way, they've trained police for at least 30 years in big cities, pain compliance. And I've shown the video of pro-lifers having their arms broken. The cops tell them, get up, I'm not going to carry you. All right, get the nunchucks. Boom! Break that arm. Let me tell you, you get a compound fracture like that set, surgery, you could die in surgery, infection. That is assault with a deadly weapon. Hardcore assault. Premeditated. And again, you're like, what are you, anti-cops? I'm anti... See how that's mindless? Are you anti-police? What does that mean? Yeah, I'm against the criminal government ordering police to break people's arms, whether I agree with their politics or not. I mean, that's tyranny, man. That's North Korea. In North Korea, if you're not in good standing, they take your passport. You can't travel. It's past the Senate. It's in the House that if they just open a file on you and say you're under investigation, you're not convicted of tax evasion. And I mean, murderers who've gotten out of jail are allowed to travel. That's a right, folks. This is an internal passport. Remember when they said if your state doesn't take the national ID, you won't be allowed to travel into federal buildings, state parks, or across state lines? Remember that? And Ron Paul and others warned people? I cannot even describe to you. I use this word a lot. The magnitude of how much trouble. I just got chills. Folks, we're in a lot of trouble. Do you know where this road leaves? These are really bad people. They don't want to just rob and be boss hogs and in charge. They want total control over your reproductive system, over your land, over your family. You know, take this new thing. In fact, you can show a photo of Mitt Romney's family if you want. Mitt Romney's got 5 sons. What is it? 30-something grandkids. I mean, I forget. It's some giant number. 16 grandkids, I forget. And they have this Democratic consultant, top consultant, saying that she never worked a day in her life. You can just search the photo, the entire family. And I'm not, this is even about Mitt Romney, the globalist, you know, the big banker. The point is that here's a woman with 5 sons, and she said, I chose to stay home with my family. That was my job. And the media and Miss Magazine that was run by the CIA back in the 60s said, women, you're scum if you're at home. So go out and get a job so your kids can be at school full time so the state can be the mommy and the daddy. And now our families have broken up. Society is degenerated in every metric. People are not anywhere as happy as they were in the 50s and 60s. People work longer hours. Women are treated like absolute trash. But they implied women didn't have value if they raised their children. Well, you know what? Most women didn't raise their children because they wrecked the society. Once you get most of the women wanting to work, now everybody's got to pay taxes. The prices change. It killed the old economy we had. And so now, yeah, that's an earlier photo. There's a new one. I saw it all over the news today. It's just everywhere. Just type in Romney family. They're all wearing blue striped shirts. It doesn't matter. You know, the TV part of this show is such a small part. And then it ends up dominating everything because I'm always over there looking at it and wanting to document everything for people that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, the nightly news, it's all about TV and TV only. And we sit here on the fly, you know, showing people the information, you know, and sometimes, you know, causes hiccups here. But, you know, my point is that It's good, though, because even though the TV audience is a fraction of the millions of radio listeners, it creates a documented record of everything I'm talking about. So that's a good aspect or dimension to what we do here on air. Now, getting back to this Mitt Romney situation, America's woken up to a great extent. America overall is becoming more libertarian, more constitutional, more mistrustful of government than it's been in its entire history since our founding. All the studies and polls show that. 9% approval rating for Congress. Abortion is now overwhelmingly unpopular. In fact, the numbers have basically flipped, depending on which study you look at. It's roughly 60-something percent were for abortion when they did Roe v. Wade, being told it was just a blob and wasn't human. And the media was able to sell that with the trust they still had. Now it's 65 to 70% against abortion. And with young people, I've seen numbers of over 90%. So the globalists are desperate to get all this through right now because they're control freaks. And they hate humanity. They hate life. And they hate you openly. And they hate our industrial society. So they poison us while posing as the saviors all day. That's the look at who's saying they're the hero, folks, in the system, and then look at actually what they're doing. Investigate. That's all I'm saying is investigate. Investigate me. Investigate false claims against us. You'll really investigate. So you find out 99% of stuff is not true about me. Investigate others, though, and investigate yourself. It's so important. And just don't be so trusting and get your common sense back. Or if you never had it, go read what the Founding Fathers wrote. Go discover common sense because common sense is reemerging right now and the system doesn't like it. But because, you know, 30 years ago when the CIA on record, this is now declassified, hired Gloria Steinem to have Miss Magazine, they put her on all the shows telling women your husband's a pig, he's a piece of garbage, he hates you, he's suppressing you, he's dominating you, you know, you're going to be happy when you're wearing the pants. You know, make your son sit on the toilet. Women should be in frontline combat. You know, men are trash. And women, are you happy now? Do you like what you got? It's cold social engineering to literally destroy the family. And California is set to pass a law banning new construction of single family homes, just like Germany has now done. You're like, well, that's crazy. That's tyranny. Yeah, it moves real quick. It takes a while to grow. It's kind of like a 14-year-old. People made jokes four or five years ago when the New York Times came out and said, you know, they're training Boy Scouts to take on disgruntled vets and kill them. And it showed photos of it. I'd already told you that was going on. People didn't believe it, but there it was. Oh, it's wonderful. Scouts trained to fight terror and more. Main mission, killing veterans that won't turn their guns in. First paragraph of the article. People make jokes. Oh, I'd kill those 14-year-olds. Oh, really? You would? You think so? Those 14-year-olds are now 18. The best soldiers are 18 to 20 years old because they're mean, they're young, and they think they're bulletproof. Like a lot of militaries would send 12-year-olds into the particularly deadly missions. Because they have fun doing it. I mean, I remember when I was 13, I was vicious. Because I was coming into my manhood and all the synapses were firing. And I was put in positions to be able to explore that, and I loved it. The exhilaration. It's the same thing with tyranny. People are like, oh, that little thing, that's not, now it's big. It's big now. And, folks, it's growing fast. It is shedding its skin into the final phase. All right, I got to go to your calls. It's just that they come out now and they say, how pathetic. She never worked a day in her life. Can't believe she's a stay-at-home mom. What a piece of filth, basically. That doesn't work anymore, does it? You know what all these women do who want to be executives? All of them that I've seen. They go out. They're 40 years old. They got the power. They got boy toys, everything. They want a man. They want kids. And then they want to dominate the man still, but then they're not happy in that. And it's not just women. I'm not bashing women. Women and men make the species. We're literally joined, just like the egg and the sperm join and make the zygote. And then all those calculations, that's magic, ladies and gentlemen. We're the dominant species on this gorgeous planet together. We are humanity. There is no man or woman. And the system wages war against that. Are there things that men do? Yeah, men dominate each other and kill each other. But the point is that we look at this attack. This is an attack on women. This wasn't done to empower women. It's like Edward Bernays put ads in newspapers and paid all the top feminists to smoke cigarettes in newsreels and in radio interviews and prints and to call it liberty. Liberty smokes. They knew it caused lung cancer. To march with the cigarettes lit. And all the women ran out and got their cigarettes. How sexy was it when your grandma was all hooked up to those tubes as they were cutting organs out of her from the cigarettes a few years ago? How sexy is Edward Bernays now and Gloria Steinem? Gloria Steinem, well, she's got a bunch of kids and a man. She likes putting her arm in her husband's arm and walking a step behind him. Women like that. On average, women that are happy. You ever seen deer? A doe will walk a little bit off behind the buck. Whales do that. It's what mammals do. It's what we do. Women want the smart, dynamic, powerful man. But the media says that they want some little boy toy who's metrosexual and does what he's told. No, that's not what women are looking for. Okay? And so the media puts out this image to the young men. I see the young men imitating it. Act metrosexual, act weak, act stupid, act dumb, act foolish, act like a sitcom character, and you're going to get all the babes. And the guys don't get the babes. It's a subconscious thing. They're not even conscious, most of them. So they act stupider. They act weaker. They act dumber. They act noncommittal. They watch more sports. They wear more baseball caps. They act more arrested. And, man, that's not what women are looking for. You're a man on a mission who's got things going on. You're thinking about things, and you're not thinking about the skirts. The skirts don't even have to know who you are. They immediately beeline straight at you. And I'm just trying to talk to the men out there. And the feminists would say, don't call women skirts. Well, my goodness. My goddess, whatever. It's a power game. Women want to look good and want to have that power, but they don't want you to point it out. It's all just games. Stop playing the games, women and men. Be the humans you are. Be powerful. Build each other up. So this attempt, it's pathetic. She raised five boys and all these grandchildren, and that's the most important job there is. You notice it hadn't been getting done. And it's not just by the women. The men are more to blame in this country for buying into being absent, buying into the gangster culture that it's cool to get women pregnant and then sit back and laugh. That old gangster culture came when the government said, how do we kill these black people and how do we break them down? They got their own businesses. They got their own universities. They're really getting strong. They said, pose as their friends. Give them a Trojan horse, a gift. Tell the women you get money. Don't have a man in the house. Then create enmity with others who aren't on welfare, pointing it out, and watch these people and the family disappear. And they've gone to almost, 90%+ illegitimacy from 20, 30, 40%. Whites are now following the same line. Everybody else is. They are turning us into mindless jellyfish who don't grow up seeing their dad work hard and be strong and do things that are right. That's what they've done to us. And where mama's not there, the kids are, get home at 6. Mama goes, makes dinner. Daddy makes dinner. Pizza comes, whatever. Do some laundry. Mama's exhausted because it's an unnatural life. It's stressful enough with 3 or 4 kids at home having to run everything and having to get everything in order and trying, or to have a little business on the side. That's what women have always traditionally done. But that culture is all gone, where daddy gives mama the paycheck and she handles the banking and runs the house and mama's the strength of the house and daddy goes out in the world. It's all gone. And what's left of it's being mopped up. And people now, as they see freedom and everything good going down the drain, they're reaching back going, oh, maybe that isn't so bad. Oh, see, you don't know what you got till it's gone. Oh, I sold everything out for Gloria Steinem and the CIA. Wait, no. No, don't, no. And see, you're going to look back on the freedoms we had now and go, no, I want that back. And it's going to be 10 times harder to get. And that's what's sad. I just see, like, you ever watch somebody bleed to death? I've seen somebody bleed to death when the ambulance was getting there from a car wreck. They died by the time they got in the ambulance. They're pretty much gone. And the blood's coming out, and you know, people are trying to put something on it, and you see them, they're still alive. They got the fire of humanity in their eyes. And then you see them, it's not just that they're passing out, you know, you see them, and they're like, and you see them fighting. You know, the body knows it's in trouble. And they're like, and then the adrenaline hits, they're okay for a while, and then it's kind of, and then they're gone. They're dead already. And I'm just watching America, the blood's like, was gushing, you know, shooting out. People freak out over little stuff, but, you know, but still it wasn't that bad. And now it's just kind of like, yeah, the TSA grubs our daughters. Oh, yeah, more of them got busted today, pedophiling people. That's 2 days in a row. And it's just like, well, yeah, they're pedophiles. Yeah, they clearly single out good-looking women and children. You know, some like to perv women, some like to perv men, others like to perv on children. And he's like, well, that's what we do to fight the terrorists. We let potbelly pervs grab our children's genitals. All right, I'll go back to your calls. But I think that was important to say. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Long-winded, but it's important information. By the way, we do have our reporters, Darren McBreen and Marcos Morales, coming on. They went to the city outside Atlanta where the man was killed because they were basically buying up the property in an area to make it a green space for Gen 21, and his little piece of property was the last piece. So they harassed him to not have chickens anymore, even though he'd been there for a long time, and it was grandfathered. It was on the edge of the town. And his house blew up, and he's dead after having his chickens killed. And by somebody, and the people just want us to say we shouldn't investigate. And the police came and said, get out of the city hall. And we said, well, we're just here filming and, you know, here to talk to people. And they said, you have to have an appointment to come in city hall. So that's the new America. So that's coming up with our reporters on that subject here in just a moment. Real quick, finishing up with Blue in Tennessee, then I got to go to John and KJ and Sean. Who's been home the longest? Glenn will be after Blue, and then John. Blue, go ahead and finish your story. You said you went and tried to document some election fraud in Tennessee, and what happened to you?
Well, I actually made an appointment at the Election Commission to look at review all 92 poll tapes from the night of the election. And upon arrival, they printed out a 1,000-page document for me to review. They would not allow me to look at the poll tapes. And they tried to intimidate me, putting me in a room with three very large men.
Well, that's standard procedure. That's the freedom of America. Because again, if people knew the criminality in government, it would make their head spin. It's a big business, and they're robbing us, and they're not going to stop. And they're going to raise the property taxes, and they're going to take our property and then move into it and exempt themselves. That's a new thing they're doing. And they're not going to let us travel, and we're their slaves. I appreciate your call. Until we decide we don't want to be. We're back where our forebears were in 1776. John in Wyoming, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Alex, a couple of quick items. First of all, they showed on, I'm in Sheridan, Wyoming, and we get cable out of Rapid City, South Dakota, as well as Casper, Wyoming. And one of the Rapid City stations showed their SWAT team and hostage rescue team conducting exercises, you know, getting prepared for something. And then the Casper station showed the Cheyenne, Wyoming Police Department doing the same thing. So something is, I think, brewing here. Also, let's discuss briefly, if you don't mind, what you and I talked about on George Norrie's program back on the morning of March 20th, that a year ago the NRA and the American Rifleman published a notice that Homeland Security had contracted with Winchester to purchase 200 million rounds of 40 Smith & Wesson ammo.
And now they just bought 450 more million.
Now another 450 million from ATK, which is the parent company of Federal Cartridge Corporation of Minnesota and Speer CCI of Lewiston, Idaho. So 650 million rounds of 40 Smith & Wesson, which is what all the federal agencies carry, U.S. Marshals, FBI, CIA, Customs, Border Patrol, all of them. And I'm wondering, that's more than two rounds for every man, woman, and child in the United States. Gee, I wonder what they're planning to do with all of that ammunition.
Well, all I can tell them is good luck, because they can, you know, tell the public to all stand out for a dead police officer, which I think is fine, and then, you know, the public shows up because they're good people. If the system gets much more tyrannical and starts physical fights, I would not want to be one of the minions of the system. I mean, this is the chutzpah-filled, bravado-filled New World Order that makes 40-to-1 bets at MF Global with other people's bank accounts. I mean, the bankers sit offshore, and they're incredibly arrogant, and they've bitten off more than they can chew. What do you think's going on?
Yeah, well, they're getting ready to do to do something, because the reason why I think the national media is trying to precipitate a race war here with this Trayvon Martin case is so Obama can declare martial law and then start picking up the firearms.
Oh, bingo. They're looking at doing it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.